Network.
Wanted to get in a fight, we'd pull into a field, just cranking up, slide out of the car, and just start going wild. But you know what? I put all that energy into fighting the New World Order now. Crank it up! Against the New World Order. He was always there, but now he's 100%. Very exciting. Let's end this segment with the thugs of the New World Order broadcasting almost the same intro from his new title track, Endgame. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity.
Crimes code.
If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code.
I'll tell you what, is what these police are doing. There's the crime. Unbelievable. It's a great point Jaron just made. The thing that looks like a crime is those ring race and those black outfits. That's the true evil. Posing is good. You see, they look foul and they are foul. Some of us look foul but feel fair. Others look fair but feel foul. Trust your gut. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. We're going directly live to the G20 with world government being announced straight ahead.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, with launching the Charlie Sheen 9/11 offensive against the globalists, finishing the film, which is now officially done, being sent off to be mass-produced so we can have it before it starts shipping, October 21st, Fall of the Republic. We've got one trailer out there. We're going to have other incredible trailers in the next few weeks. It's going to go on pre-sale tomorrow at Infowars.com. When you order first, that means that in the orders, it ships out first. And we're probably going to, just like with Camp FEMA, probably going to start shipping this a few days before October 21st on that Wednesday. We're going to shoot to start shipping Monday. With UPS, everybody gets it within 3 days. Most people in the U.S., depending on where you live, within 2 days. So a lot of people get it on the 21st of October. Pre-order today at Infowars.com. In fact, I meant to get in this morning and tell them to go ahead and get it up on the shopping cart. We haven't done that. Kurt Nemo is finishing up the Fall of the Republic sub pages because we've all been racing with other work. In fact, can we put FallTheRepublic.com up on screen for folks? Now, this isn't the video cover, but we'll show you the video cover coming up this weekend. It'll be posted on Infowars.com. We'll probably even this afternoon get it up for pre-sale Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Now, almost every new film I make, I say this is my greatest film ever, because each film gets better. I mean, you saw what we went from America Destroyed by Design to Police State 2000 to Police State 2 The Takeover, right through Police State 3, Matrix of Evil, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, and all the other documentaries like Terror Storm and The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and American Dictators, And Endgame was a whole other level information-wise. It's the total combo that really gives you a good view on everything. The Obama Deception, the biggest film we've ever released, the most viral, the most successful, the most DVDs handed out, people have made copies of and given it to people, the biggest film we've had. Conservatively, over 100 million people have seen my films free online. I mean, it's got to be over 25 million now just with Obama Deception. And, of course, I executive produced Loose Change Final Cut, seen by millions. The point is that when I tell you that Fall of the Republic blows everything we've ever made away, believe me, my most expensive film was about $120,000 to make. That was Endgame. Obama Deception, because we rushed the making of it, and it's really good, was only about 80 grand. This film, for me, it sounds like nothing to people that are, you know, big, huge movie makers. $200,000 budget, to give you an idea. And 6 months making it, I mean, I'm up here till 1, 2 at night, 6, 7 days a week. This thing is unbelievable. I mean, and here's another big announcement about it. It's Fall of the Republic Volume 1. We ended up about a month ago with a 4-hour film, all this new info coming in, and I said, there's no way I can't make. Now, the film is 2 hours, 22 minutes long. No, 24 minutes. I made everybody shoot some more stuff last night on some other issues. We just added it, but that was why it was finally done this morning. That's why Aaron's not here. He was up all night. Fall of the Republic is 224 minutes long. It has 19 interviews, but also footage on the ground, voiceover, documents, I mean, video clips, the research that went into it. No film I've ever made has as much research, and it's part one. It covers how the banks did the takeover, the derivatives, the scam, their world government plan. It gets into the eugenics, TV mind control, how they control society, the citizen spy networks. Just, ladies and gentlemen, it's got Jesse Ventura, Max Kaiser, Bob Bowman, Webster Tarpley, George Humphrey. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Like, I've got to get a full list of that. 19 interviews. I put people on 17 airplanes to fly to Canada and California and Florida. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Oath Keepers. We went to tent cities in California. 17 missions. We flew two groups of people here to be interviewed. I'm in the film, and the voiceover is the best boil-down script of key information. The analysis, again, it's going on sale this afternoon or tomorrow. In the next few weeks, we've got two big trailers coming out that will give you a sneak peek at it. Start pre-ordering tonight or tomorrow when it goes up. FallOfTheRepublic.com. And that says Infowars.com, Fall of the Republic. The main site's not up? So people can just go to followtherepublic.com and get it. Okay, good. Yeah, so the actual URL is followtherepublic.com. I'm just looking at an InfoWars URL subpage version of it there on screen. But the point is, they've denied world government was here. They've denied world government was happening. They've denied world government was a reality. And then now they've had to admit it's all real, and we go back over their history, everything. I'm telling you. I was watching this film last night at about 1:30 in the morning after I got off Coast to Coast AM, been working on it before and then after. And I said to Aaron and to Rob Jacobson, who really deserve as much credit as myself or anybody else in this film, and I couldn't do it without these two men and their dedication. Because you have to get more people on it, but you have something like this, it has to be a small number so that, I'm not comparing myself to Stanley Kubrick, but people said you'd go to his sets, there'd be 10 people on them. You go to a regular Hollywood set, there'd be, you know, hundreds or thousands. It's the same thing here. It's just a very small, knit group. Burmese has worked on it. Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, Mike McWhorter, Mr. Dill, everybody who was involved in this. Glenn Dill. The guys that did the music, Derek Einkauf, Craig, Will Jones. All the guys are such great musicians, because we got three guys that work here that are in the same band here in Austin, that the music is title track in a major motion picture good. And I love Mr. Reynolds, who we've used in other films, and he's great. And he's gotten orchestras together for it. We just didn't have the time to do that, but this turned out just as good and different. So Rob Jacobson made some of the music. I mean, it is a out-of-the-park success. This is going to be devastating to the New World Order, and all the glory goes to God. I tell you, to bust your butt like this, to get black circles around your eyes, to accelerate your aging, you know, working so hard that your hair falling out, I don't care. I love just spending myself on a worthy cause, to know those dedications, those passions, to be able to make something like Fall of the Republic. It's volume one. Volume two is going to be eugenics, mind control, the concentration camps, and how to defeat them. And there's a lot of solutions in this film as well. Gerald Celente's in it. I mean, the list goes on and on. The point is, this is heads above. Before, the films were a little better than the before. This is a whole quantum leap. And we have better computers and more research, and we're better at what we do now. It is a quantum leap, a whole nother level above any film I have ever produced. It is a quantum leap. The IT guys helping us with the systems to get it done, everybody. And you, the listeners that have supported us, you especially need credit for your financial support, buying the other books and videos and T-shirts and materials and supporting our sponsors. You have made this possible where we have the financing to send 17 crews out at around $5,000 per trip. I don't know, what's 17 times 5,000? I've done the math and the total budget of this thing, the graphics, everything. It's just so fulfilling to be on the right side of history. It's so fulfilling to know the truth. It's so fulfilling to be proven right. It's so fulfilling when we get the death threats and the COINTELPRO and the lies and the attacks, each one worse than the next, to know they're attacking us because we are doing good, because we are having an effect in history. We do matter with this species. And the way the film ends, I'm going to leave that as a surprise. Fall of the Republic. I'm going to quit waxing here eloquent about it, but it is just... Fall of the Republic goes on pre-sale tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure when. We got to get it up all properly at Infowars.com. You can start writing to us. It's 1995. You start writing to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Of course, we're not really using that address anymore. It's better to send it to Infowars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, or Infowars.com. And, of course, October 21st, it will debut in super high quality. We're even trying to put it out on the web in actual high def. I think we're going to be able to do that. It's close to high def right now in the highest quality, but we're having a bunch of versions at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I got my guys holding. Let's go to Jason Burmese and then Jason Douglas, also on the phone from the middle of the crowd. What's happened since an hour and a half ago when I talked to you?
Well, now we're mobile, Alex. The police force has a much greater presence as we reach downtown.
I told you you're going to march in. They're going to surround you.
It's very possible. I'm not sure where this is ending right now, but, you know, I've got video of hundreds of police officers now masked at the blocks, many of them in riot gear. Many of them are all overzealous. I mean, some people are throwing the peace sign up, but it's, you know, a young lady, again, not weighing more than 105 pounds, dared to put one of her feet on the sidewalk next to me, and she was threatened with a batoning. I got it on video. I mean, come on. You know, I just keep running into Cindy Sheehan and these masses of thousands of people, and Cindy was standing next to her. She couldn't believe that he even raised her baton. I couldn't believe it. It's a little bit of controlled madness right now, Alex. It's pretty crazy. We are mobile yet again. Stopped at the Capitol for a while there was some sort of a concert going on. And right now, I can see, I believe it's the 7th Street or Clemente Bridge. I'm not sure which one. I can tell you I'm at the corner of 6th Avenue, and it may be 6th and 7th Street where they converge. And there are thousands of people and hundreds of police officers closing off side streets right now. I'm filming them.
Yeah, that's it. They're getting ready to lock down the main protest. You guys need to split up. Somebody at the front, somebody at the back with a plan to get out of there quick if they start closing it down. Stay there, Jason. I want more from you and Jason Douglas as well. Jason Douglas, Jason Burmese, Rob Dude doing a great job. Pray for him on the ground at the G20. Open world government being announced. What an insane show today. Dave Mustaine on the heels of Congressman Ron Paul and Congressman Grayson yesterday. More huge guests coming up in the next few weeks. Stay with us.
comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
This is yesterday in Pittsburgh. Same thing's going on now. This is not a flashback to Police State 2000 shot in 1999 with the Marines drilling to take over U.S. cities saying the same thing. This is what the military, NORTHCOM, Homeland Security is for. It is for you. Mainstream news announcing Obama's president of the world, bringing us into the New World Order. Those are the headlines. 8,000 plus articles in Google News with the term New World Order in them. Jason Burmis, what is it like to see this actually unfolding?
Honestly, it's an extreme This protest has gone much better than the one yesterday. I am not hoping for disaster at the end. We are currently crossing the bridge by the thousands. When you see a helicopter aerial shot of this, you will be astounded. Again, thousands of people trying to get their message out. Riot police lining the streets. I don't know what's going to be in store for us on the other side of the bridge. As I said, as we approach this, the riot gear police and the military presence became much, much greater.
Jason, you're going to be live Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m., but I want to have you, Rob Dew, and Jason Douglas in studio in the first hour Sunday when you're back. And if you guys can come in and get a few of the key video clips, like them, what Douglas says he has of them sound cannoning people on their front porch and little kids, we'll play some clips of that on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv on Sunday ahead of your show. I know they've got to get back to their families. They've been gone all week. But make sure the guys know that I want them here Sunday if they can do it. If not, you can come in and have
Saturday,
the...
Alex. As soon as I get off that plane, I will start capturing video. This is just too important not to get out to the masses as soon as possible.
Yeah, we should have probably sent another just web person you could hand the stuff off to do it, but then we didn't send the right equipment, but that's okay. We're not professional soldiers in the info war here. We're professional amateurs doing the best we can to fight the New World Order. Let's go to Jason Douglas. Stay there, Burmese, but I want to go back to Jason Douglas. Two Jasons here. Douglas, what have you been seeing happening?
Well, right now I'm at 6th Avenue and Wood Street. And basically what they're doing is, as we move block by block, they collapse, you know, the group of police officers. And right now it's about 100 foot deep of police officers basically pushing the marchers to some undisclosed location. I guess.
So as I said, they've now gotten behind you. They're going to be waiting in front and block you off all at one spot.
Right. That is exactly what they're doing. Every time I get to a new block, there's another collapse of soldiers. And, trying to anticipate.
Yeah, Burma said that there are army there. Have you, obviously you haven't seen it. Have you seen the video of snatch and grab teams grabbing peaceful demonstrators and shoving them in police cars with the army driving them and driving them away?
I haven't seen any video of it. I've seen paddy wagons. I've seen them, you know, zoom away through the crowd.
Well, obviously, you're on the ground, so you can't see the video. What I'm telling you is we're here seeing it all. That's why I stayed here at the command center so we can kind of coordinate. You know, there's got to be a general here in our little operation.
Yeah.
I wish I was there with you.
Like I said, I've seen the paddy wagons come in and then zoom away, but I haven't seen, you know, with my own eyes and been able to capture it on video.
Burmese is saying he has seen them, Billy Club people, threaten the Billy Club people.
Yep, well, I was standing in front of the line in between the anarchists, or supposed anarchists, and the military line, and they all had rifles. And then for some reason, I can't figure out what it was, they just started pointing the rifles right in our face. I had a tear gas, you know, 2 inches from my face.
You're telling me that they were pointing rifles. Were they look like shotguns?
Yeah, you know, it looked bigger than a shotgun. It looked like a grenade launcher is what it looked like. That's why it's
probably a big tear gas launcher, but
right.
Those can kill you up close. Remember
right.
The Red Sox? They killed some girl, walked out of a bar, and they shot her at 10 feet in the eye, and it pushed her eye back in her brain. You have video of them just for no reason aiming the weapons at you.
You know, I don't know what I got exactly because I was right in the middle of changing tapes when that happened. And I slammed the tape in, and I pressed record as fast as I could, but I also wet myself a little bit, so... It was pretty intense.
Did you really wet yourself?
No, not really. But
you mean figuratively?
You know, all of a sudden they got very aggressive and started moving towards us and pointing weapons. And I personally have never had anything that big.
Well, that's what Burma said. He said just some woman stepped up on the sidewalk and the guy took a billy club and said, "I'll smash your teeth in, whore." You know, basically, and we've seen videos of that, but we can't play it here. We're playing them without audio because it's cops
right.
Cussing, citizens cussing. People just are videotaping a cop, and you see him. The cop goes, "I'm about to beat the hell out of you, bitch." You know, it is, and he adds a few things we can't say on air. Stay there. Final report from you straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
We've got our people on the ground, Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, Jason Burmes. They're coming back tomorrow. Full report for you in studio Sunday with exclusive video as well that our team has shot. We've never had Dew on these days except for when the military tried to set you guys up Wednesday night, but he was saying he was up on a rooftop while Luke Radowski was bullhorning him. Then they hit the crowd yesterday with a sound weapon, and Luke tried to hold his ground for a while, did a great job, and everybody dispersed. I mean, this is like out of a science fiction dystopic novel, Douglas. Oh, I hear the sound weapon. Douglas. Douglas, this is like something out of a science fiction movie.
That's exactly what this is. I mean, there was a band playing the Imperial song, the Imperial Stormtrooper song, and it was so apropos. That's exactly what this is. The only thing that's not the same is that they're all in different uniforms. It's people from all over the country, police from all over the country, and National Guard. But, you know, they all look like Stormtroopers.
And Border Patrol?
And Border Patrol, Homeland Security, I mean, too many to even name.
Well, it's incredible. Any closing thoughts?
You know, I just can't believe that this is happening. I mean, it's like they give us 5 seconds to talk, and then they push us, and then they corral us onto this bridge right now. I'm just not sure about the state of this country anymore.
Was it you or Burmes that said that they had one permitted march yesterday, and they wouldn't even allow them to march?
The permitted march was on the 20th, and they didn't even allow it to go all the way down to the convention center. This is the closest we've gotten to the convention center. I can see it right now. It's about a block and a half away. Of course, there's about six metal fences and about 500 tubes in between us and the convention center.
Okay, I'm going to be here all day. If anything happens, call us. We'll go live on the video audio streams at InfoWars.com, and I'm the full radio show. Wish we could, but we can't. Stations, affiliates only have us at set times, obviously, for the way radio programming works. But we'll go live. People will just watch InfoWars for that. If that happens, we may even put the PrisonPlanet.tv stream out for free. We can't afford that for more than a day or so, but we'll put the video stream out if things continue to develop. Thank you so much, Jason Douglas, for the great job you're doing. Keep it up. Be careful. Get out of there if they start attacking everybody. The mission is get the video out and stay safe. God bless you. Thank you. Let's go to a final comment. We're going to Bob Chapman for the balance of the hour with more economic news on the global government announcing with world tax and the end of the dollar. Burmese, any closing comments?
You know, Alex, I'm really just so in the thick of it. We were able to get over the bridge again. Thousands of people still protesting here. The police presence has got so much larger. You know, a couple of dogs, I've got them on tape going nuts. A few of them have the muzzles on. Some of them do not have the muzzles on. It really looks with the massing right now to my left, that they are ready to move the crowd along to wherever they're trying to gather us into. It does not look like I am going to be able to get on a sidewalk in about a block or two. It's just incredible, Alex. I really can't wait to get back and give a full report when we're able to capture some of this tape and show people the footage that we...
Well, Jason, you know they're using those dogs like in South Africa or Nazi Germany for intimidation. They bring them into schools and have them snap at kids and bite at them as they did in Goose Creek, North Carolina, famously. Look for an exit out of there. Why don't you get out of the crowd before they lock down and rubber bullet and sound cannon everybody because they have a bloodlust for the American people? We've got, as you said, photos and videos. We just sent Rob to get Aaron out of bed. He worked too late last night. Aaron has it last night. I saw it. So we can try to get it at the end of the show. But if they're rolling around, well, you said you saw this too yesterday, them just going through empty neighborhoods sound cannoning, broadcasting that nobody's allowed to be on the streets.
Well, yeah, they did such a great job of dispersing people. There would literally be 15 or 20 people coming down the street, and then there'd be 10 or 15 people just out on their porches who want nothing to do with this protest. And that doesn't stop them from using the LRADs. It's unbelievable, it's inconceivable, yet it's true. It's really starting to get loud now, Alex. They're consolidating us big time. I'm sure you can hear it.
Burmese, I'm going to keep you on hold and come back to you in 5 minutes as this develops, okay?
You got it.
Just put your phone in your pocket. I don't want to hang up and lose you. Just keep it with you, and I'll come back to you in 5 minutes, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Boy, that is crazy. In fact, maybe we from time to time just fade up the background while Bob Chapman's talking so people can hear this. Bob Chapman, you fought the communists in Europe in military intelligence in Berlin. We have a video that we broke a month ago that's finally made national news. It's all over Fox, CNN. In fact, cue that up, the little kids worshiping Obama. And they said this line about, instead of Jesus loves all the little children, they say this poem and then they sing another song about red, yellow, black, and white, they are all equal in his sight. Well, they say they're all equal in Obama's sight. Then they sing the song. This is directly out of North Korea. This is worse than Hitler, worse than Stalin, worse than Mao. Paul Watson's girlfriend, who was born in China, she got really freaked out when she saw this because she's a patriot. And she said, that's what we had to do to Mao when I was a little girl, was worship him and sing songs about him. I mean, this is getting really sick, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think the program is accelerating, and the reason it is because we've accelerated, and we have informed the public, and more people are catching on, and so that's why they're doing what they're doing. I think what's going to come out of this G20 meeting more than anything else is things that they're not talking about, and that is setting the government and the financial system up for a fall. It's hard to tell what date they're going to pick. It could be in 3 months. It could be in a year and a half. You know, they have their own schedule.
Yeah, they're meeting, scheming to engineer an even bigger implosion, as they've admitted in the past, to then pose as the saviors, saying, give us even more power or we'll have martial law.
Yeah, well, if they have martial law, I don't know who's going to do it, because the lower and the middle echelons of the military all know what's going on. And they,
Bob, I don't know, though. I know a lot of them are awake, evidenced by Ron Paul getting more contributions than any other political candidate in 2008. But these cops and military seem to enjoy beating the hell out of women, especially for no reason, and L-ratting small children. I mean, it seems like they want to destroy their country.
Well, I'm sure there's always some who will. And perhaps they were chosen to do the work that they're doing because of their viciousness. I don't know. I know that the average military person does not want to go around beating people up, particularly women, and doing things which are unlawful. And I think we're going to get a lot of support from the military, and I think this may end up as a military coup.
Well, Bob, let's, and then I'm going to play this children worshiping Obama clip. I played it a month ago, but again, now it's national news. People are emailing saying, why aren't you covering it? Because we broke it. Like, I get emails saying, why haven't you covered my act? We broke it. I'm not bragging. It's just that that's an example of how this radio show, pretty much more than any other outlet now, but with a lot of other great folks as well, is now driving the news. What we break and cover weeks later, months later, is then covered by the mainstream media. That shows the power of this audience.
It certainly does, and it is a powerful audience, and it's up to them to keep on doing what they're doing and getting to everybody in America and informing them who the enemy of all the people is, not some political party. We have to all come together, and that's in every country, because everybody is experiencing the same thing in countries throughout the world. And so we got to make this thing stick, and the more people who know who the enemy is, the least chance that they have of being successful. I believe me, I do not believe that the military are going to work against the American people.
But we saw these two-stage terror stings where the FBI cooked the bomb, the fake bombs in both cases, and found one lone nut idiot, probably informants. They're probably setting them up. We know they've done that in the past, or it could just be a mental patient. In the case of 93, World Trade Center, where the FBI cooking the bomb, training the drivers, and ordering their informants to stand down and let it happen. I think if they stage terror attacks and things, though, it might help.
Well, you're always going to find people who are pliable for that. I mean, when they did the tests and the surveys some 20 years ago, they found that there were 10 to 15% of the military who would do heinous things. And you're always going to find them, just like we have criminals in society. I mean,
or if you have 15 hired anarchists run up and throw some bottles at the cops, then the cops will go ahead and open up with rubber bullets.
Well, I have a question about that, Alex. And the question is, do you believe that the anarchists, the supposed anarchists, are being trained and put into the positions they are by the people who control our government?
Here's the answer. In hindsight, in every case, it's been proven mainstream, Toronto Star, National Post, Denver Post, Seattle Times, Genoa, England, G20 this year, killing the paper delivery guy. In every case it's come out, confirmed, the police, the FBI, or hired foundation people are doing it. And so we don't know yet. We rarely catch them right at the time, but it always comes out later. In Canada, people followed the police car and saw them let them out a block away and were taking their outfits off, and they had police boots on, and the Royal Mounted Police had to admit it. But, yes, I've watched the video, and you'll have a bunch of idiot meth head kids who are with them, maybe 0.1% to 1% of the total crowd, a few morons because the feds go and recruit patsies. But you see it. These are cops and informants and state police officers that are doing this. And their argument is, we neutralize a dangerous crowd by creating the pretext. You know, it's kind of like you put out an oil well fire with a stick of dynamite. They say, well, we're knocking this out. These protests are dangerous. The terror threat is real. Men, we got to go out and stage an event to keep everybody safe. And that's what they do.
And there are those elements that will always do that. We have elements in society will always, you know, do those kind of things. And so we have to expect it. And I've listened to you talk about this before, but I wanted to bring that fact out to put it in people's minds up front. If you hadn't mentioned it earlier, and I don't know whether you had.
No, I don't think I have.
The point is, we got to know that the public has got to know that this anarchist reaction that you see all over the media right now, they're not calling them terrorists anymore, they're anarchists. It's all planned that way. It's all propaganda.
Well, the police herd everybody to a certain spot, then the anarchists come out then, turn over a trash can, throw a rock, and then the anarchists always pull back. The police wait. You'll even see anarchists, and we've caught this on tape, they'll do a hand signal, and then they move back, and the cops open fire.
That's right. So we want the public to know that this is all planned. It's planned by the power behind our government.
Well, they want to delegitimize all these tens of thousands of peaceful people. They do it with a handful of scum. And it's just what would the police and the corrupt system do without the anarchist thugs? They would have to attack people that had done nothing, and then Hitler staged an attack on his own base to attack Poland. Operation Northwoods, the same deal. Operation Gliwice. Operation Ajax, it's declassified. I want to play this worship piece of Obama. Then I want to come back and get into a little bit on the economy, what you see happening in the next few months of the year with the G20, and why they're announcing their world government. But here is one of many videos. The kids are in uniforms in some videos, chanting, city year in military outfits, red and black uniforms, climate cops, Boy Scouts trained to spy on their parents and to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans, New York Times. It's all happening. But here are the children literally worshiping Obama like we're North Korea. Did you hear that? Hit pause. Did you hear that quote from Jesus loves all the little children? Then they do battle hymn of the Republic. But then now it's Obama comes marching on. See, when Obama said he wants to start speaking to the kids and on telescreens, on big TV screens, the original curriculum said to teach them to serve him and work with him. Then he backed off and said, oh, it'll just be an anti-drug speech. This is the Sovietization of America, Bob Chapman.
Absolutely. It's mind boggling and it's mind washing. They get
what do we do about
set up
this?
To be zombies. All we can do is expose it. I mean, the Congress won't do anything. The Senate won't do anything. And we'll have to do the best we can until the die is cast. And when that happens, the whole thing's going to blow sky high. And it won't only be in America. It's going to happen all over the world.
Well, I mean, this is classical tyranny. They're hitting on all cylinders, secret police, militarized police, saying you can't march or demonstrate, attacking people, provocateurs, open world government, foreign banks looting us. Bob Chapman, I mean, they're openly 8,000 plus articles today in Google News. Today, 8,000 newspapers are reporting world government is here and how wonderful it is, and that Obama is now president of the planet.
And that will continue. Because they own the media, and we're fighting them from the other side, and it's not going to stop.
Briefly, Bob,
it's just like with the financial thing. We don't know when they're going to pull the plug, but they're going to pull it. We also know that they're going to use biological warfare to, pacify the people so they won't run and get the gun to defend themselves, that they'll just sit around and wait for somebody to collect them because they're ill.
That's right. It's a perfect soft kill operation to make everybody stand down. For the police and military that don't know what the New World Order means for them, they are always the most preyed upon group once the takeover has happened.
Well, just go back to what Henry Kissinger said, generally paraphrasing him. They're dumb animals, you know. They're cannon fodder.
Yeah, he said military men are dumb animals and published it.
Well, that just shows you the disdain and arrogance that they have. You know, let me tell you something. No matter what happens to people, they're not going to make it. The people behind the scenes who are causing this. It's just that we're going to pay a terrible price as humanity because we wouldn't listen, generally speaking. And they're going to lose because people will, there are certain people, and all we need is 5 to 10% of the population who refuse to live in their knees.
We're going to go out with the battle hymn of the Republic, with the children worshiping Obama, with his name in place of the Republic. We'll come back with Bob Chapman on the economy.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard.
It's the G20 don't world government being announced. I'll be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show. Even if they don't have an AM or FM station in their area, or satellite, or shortwave, WWCR, they can listen at InfoWars.com. And even if you don't listen online, friends and family do. Tell them about the free podcast at the listen link at InfoWars.com. In the next hour, it will be up for sale. You can be the first people to order. What's coming out October 21st, so we'll ship it to you first. That is Fall of the Republic. You can read the description of the film. It's all going up in the online shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The next hour, we'll have links over to the shopping cart as well from the website with the trailer up there, FallOfTheRepublic.com. That's FallOfTheRepublic.com. Bob Chapman, in closing, the economy. Things aren't going well. They're starting to drop their takeover of health care. A lot of their entire agenda is stalling. Do you think they're going to stage terror attacks? What is the establishment going to do, and what do you see happening in the economy?
Well, they have the problems that you just mentioned, cap and trade as well, which they're pushing very hard now with the president's speech, as well as Clinton getting up there and running around on his hind legs. And next, we've got the turmoil that's going to occur during the month of October from the swine flu situation. I hope you got my email. And also, we're going to have the dollar down at around 71.18 in the USDX. It's currently around 77. And what's going to happen is that they're going to tell you, and they are in the process of doing so, that they're going to start removing all of this money and credit that they have injected into the system. And that cannot happen without the entire economy collapsing. And so I don't think they're ready yet to go for it. It's going to happen in probably in the next year and a half. I don't know when, but I don't think
so. It's kind of like
ready.
The hesitation at the edge of a 200-foot cliff about to jump into the water. They're kind of hesitating, getting everybody ready, sending up trial balloons. Tell people what it will look like if the dollar is dumped.
There will be an official devaluation, probably one new one for three old ones. There will be a default on debt that will be coordinated entirely by a meeting such as the Smithsonian and then later in the 80s the Plaza Accords. And they will revalue and devalue all currencies against one another, and they will probably chop off two-thirds of the debt, and the debtors will pay back one-third. How that will affect individuals within individual economies, I don't know. I know what the logical thing to do is, but goodness knows they may not use the logical thing, which is to reduce debt by the same amount domestically. And that's what we got coming as far as money and credit is concerned. How do you protect yourself? You got to be in gold. It's the only place, gold and silver.
But what you said is key for laymen that don't understand. Institutions and big globalist groups are going to have their debt forgiven and a devaluation of currency. But they're probably going to keep all the maximum debts on us, keep increasing taxes, and just billy club it out of us like the sheriff of Nottingham in the days of Robin Hood.
Absolutely. That's probably the way they'll go.
And the people are in for it, and the police are being brainwashed like attack dogs against us right now. TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll link to this big breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com on the flu that Bob was just telling you about. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and thank everybody for listening.
You bet. You can go to TheInternationalForecaster.com and get a free copy of his newsletter. It's excellent. Please go pre-order Fall the Republic. It's going up in the next hour at InfoWars.com, FallTheRepublic.com. See you back live this Sunday. Retransmission with Dave Mustaine and a lot more coming up right now at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.